This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Friday. It is the Friday before a weekend that includes International Women's Day, my dad's birthday, and Mother's Day. All good to go around here.
Ireland v England. Or England v Ireland.
And the referendum.
And the referendum. Jesus, a busy fucking weekend.
It is a busy, busy weekend.
And the Ibiza Classics Orchestra night in the Three Arena, which I'm going to tonight.
And I'm going to see Australian singer Donny Benet on Sunday. No one's ever heard of him.
And I have a date.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
yeah, that's exciting.
Exciting times.
And I'm going to have dinner someday.
Okay.
And I'm hosting a panel discussion at the Aviva for International Women's Day with some members of the women's national team and others.
And my housemate Ben is back from Africa. I have to collect him from the airport today.
And I might be joining my housemate Emer's work colleagues after the Three Arena later. Is that weird on a night out, including Emer, of course?
No.
She said, come join, please, after the Three Arena.
Is it work drinks?
She's out for like one of her work friends going away parties. And she was like, oh, come on.
Oh, that is a bit weird.
But now it's not in the company.
Okay.
It's just them getting together.
Right, okay, but then you're fine.
Do you know the work friend?
No.
No, but that's still fine. If it's not a work organised thing, it's fine.
Just message her later and see what the vibe is.
No, she was like, come on. And I was like, that's a bit weird. She was like, no.
No, only if it was organised by work, I think.
And then...
Not on people who bring like their partner.
The same weekend.
And I'm going to have a rest on.
Oh, yes.
A rest on.
Yeah, a lie-in, you mean?
I would say a rest on.
I've never heard of a rest on.
Did you not say a rest on?
No, a lie-in.
That's so funny.
I thought you were getting arrested there. A
rest on. No, in my house, we'd all say a rest on.
No.
A rest on.
Have a lie-in.
Okay.
That is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
I think there could be something in this now. Have a rest on.
No, that's not a thing.
This is like the whole feckin' house coat thing.
No, right. 100% someone says have a rest on.
Give me a person out there. I'm
Let's do it on the show on Monday.
Okay, but I'm just curious now.
Run out there and say, does anyone know? Does anyone call a lion a rest on? Bet you'll know one will say
so much effort.
That's fair.
Alright.
Well, we've just done a lot of content.
Enjoy a good lion. It's also the same weekend that I promised myself I'm making pancakes tomorrow, so I wasn't here for Pancake Tuesday. I can't think of anything else.
I think I'm going to make pancakes.
Oh, yum.
That's a great idea.
Do you go for the skinnies?
I do.
Yeah, same.
Me too.
Callum, when it's Saturday morning and you're going to stay in bed for a couple more hours than usual, what do you call that?
You're having a wad in.
A lie-in.
Yeah, you can't say a wad in. Could you be having something on?
I've heard of lie-on and I think that's ridiculous.
She says rest on.
What about a rest on?
What?
I say rest on. My whole family says rest on.
Rest on.
We're going to do it on the show on Monday.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up. Rise and shine.
It's 3 minutes after 7 on Friday, the 8th of March.
It's Friday,
is it?
Yeah.
Woo, not bad.
Can that rest after this weekend?
Oh, that's gone, don't worry. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Smiley faces. What's going on? Happy days.
Now, Dave, just as we start the show today...
Before we start, I'd like to wish Aisling and Emma a happy Friday, a happy weekend, and a happy International Women's Day.
We thought we were going to have to tee that up for a lot longer. Well done.
I'm raging. The whole idea there was we were going to make you sweat and for you to start clawing at strings being
He's
like...
He's too well educated.
Yes, he has actually.
I actually was... Mark, who does researches the traffic for us here, he was outside and as I walked in he said, Happy International Women's Day.
Fair play to Mark.
I haven't heard a word.
Producer Colin, very quiet in the corner.
Happy International Women's Day to all out there.
Thank you very much.
In Radio Land.
My housemate was out, or not really out, but like their workplace put on like massage people coming over to them, like pedicures, manicures, like
what
the
time
whole.
Do you have them coming in here to us?
Yeah,
they're, honestly,
they're on
sorry,
the
we're
way.
So pathetic. Like one man says, "Happy International Women's Day." I'm like, I love my life. I love my job.
I love being a woman.
People are getting massages. What?
Yeah, and they got like they got drinks into the office and everything like that. The last like hour of work, they didn't do a tap.
That just is got so massages. Unfair.
We can organise Dave to give you a foot rub.
I can sort that out.
You're grand.
I might start a march.
Yeah, dead right.
Will we go up to Parnell Square?
There's nothing better than women love more than a march.
If we go marching about not getting a massage today, that wouldn't look very good for all the work that's been done for women.
I think a lot of men would relate to that and might get on board with the cause.
Coming up on 7:05, happy International Women's Day and happy Friday to you. You're on Spin.
Yesterday on the show, you were slagging me for my lunch the other day, which included 3 sausages, 3 fried eggs and 4 fish fingers.
Yes.
It was stunning. And I got a hell of a lot of DMs from from people who were disgusted by my lunch, saying I was eating A, like a 10-year-old, B, why are you having a fry on a Wednesday? What a stupid question that
but
is.
But both things stupid to attack you on, because that's just your whole personality.
Very true. And C, when someone saw my story of the picture of the plate with the three sausages, mm-hmm. the fried eggs and the fish fingers, they said, Jesus effing Christ. And I thought that was a bit much of a response.
I think so too.
That was a bit full on. I do think it's interesting that you consider a fish finger part of a fry.
I don't, to be fair.
That was completely rogue and crazy.
Yeah, it was rogue. It
two
was
meats
just because
is a lot for me in one.
Yeah,
dish.
I didn't have any waffles. So I was like, oh, well, fish fingers are the same.
See, it just would never be an alternative to a waffle for me, a fish finger.
No?
No. It's not in the same category. Just because it's in the freezer doesn't make it
the
same.
It's in the same drawer. It's the same category.
You know what
me.
I did years ago when I was stuck? My friend was coming to visit and I was living in Athlone at the time and I was like, I'm going to make us a gorgeous lasagna on Friday night.
Oh, go on.
And he was like, I'm nervous because you can't cook, but let's go. And I ran out of pasta sheets, so there was a corner left, so I just shoved in a waffle.
That's amazing.
It was delicious.
That's my vibe. But anyway, it turns out it makes the whole, you know, eating a fry thing makes me very attractive, apparently. Scoffing a full fried breakfast makes men more attractive to women. This is what's been found.
This is according to whom?
This is according to some article I found online. The combination of fats and proteins such as dairy and meats with fewer refined carbs is a real hit for men with the ladies.
Wow.
I was like thinking about this. I was like, this is a bit kind of ridiculous. But apparently, on the other hand, lads who opt for a more continental breakfast of refined carbohydrated foods like croissant, waffles, pancakes, pastries and muffins and cereals are apparently less attractive, and I couldn't agree more.
Now, I do have to say, if I was on, for example, you know, when you're at that lovely stage a few months into a new relationship and you go off and you stay in a hotel for the weekend.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you went down to embrace the breakfast
now,
in the morning.
This is what I'm talking about.
And this big hunk of a thing goes up and gets a croissant and a yogurt. I'd be saying,
do you see what I mean?
No, I'm totally on board.
Ick!
Yeah, and is it like that they have a big dirty fry so then you feel
amazing?
Like,
I don't think it's anything to do with that. I think it's just to do with the manliness of a fry. Do you know what I mean? It's because it's fattening and it's greasy and it's this, that and the other. Whereas if he goes up with a plate and he's like, oh, I'll have one croissant there. Oh, what, look at that, a pan of chocolate. Look at that as well.
Oh, I'd be up for a pan of chocolate now, but more of a natural yogurt fry with a bit of granola on a Saturday morning in a hotel. Can I check out now?
Ick.
What if he was a lovely French man with a little book and
then instant ick.
Obviously, I'm generalising and I'm joking.
Scientists have called the people who eat these, you know, for breakfast, croissants, waffles, pancakes, real turn-offs. So there you go. It's apparently not just the fried breakfast that makes men more attractive. Guys who indulge in an afternoon snack like a bag of crisps or sweet dairy products like yogurts also may appear more attractive.
All right. This sounds like it was written by a man who likes fries.
Well, you're going to love this next sentence on International Women's Day. Eating those same snacks in the afternoon made women less attractive.
If
I was on a day date and I was like, I was the only one eating, I'd be so uncomfortable. I'd be so anxious. I'd be like, please eat something. I wouldn't. There's not a chance.
I bet you it says women eating a fry is unattractive.
It doesn't say. I think that's just a given.
That's just implied.
Yeah. Away.
But the researcher said our finding serves as a compelling reminder of the far-reaching impact of dietary choices, not only on health but also on traits having particular socially importance, such as facial attractiveness. That's not a reminder for me. That's me finding out that eating something can make my face less attractive, and that worries me.
Now, Dave, just a couple of things. I know that you searched to the depths of the internet to find something to back up your mouthy-looking fry in your story the other day. Two things on your mouthy-looking fry. Better photo-taking abilities, you won't get that much abuse.
I didn't
Number
understand.
Two, skinless sausages. Crusty old
I love the skin on
they
a sausage.
Were, no, they were skinless looking.
No, they're not. They were just because they were in the air fryer.
Yeah, you see that? They looked gross. They weren't attractive. And I think the thing to sort yourself out is not putting in the fish fingers mixed with the sausages. That's all you needed. Not coming on air at 7:17 a.m. trying to find an article to back up the theory that eating a fry is...
You know the way when people make dinner or lunch or whatever, they like, oh, that the pasta that goes with like a few peas and that goes with that, and you know you couldn't have like pasta and rice, or you couldn't have, you know what I mean, you couldn't have, as you say, fish and sausages.
Yeah,
I don't care what the presentation is. I'll have whatever. I'm like, Throwing in a bit of that. I'll have that one.
I hear you.
I like rice. I like pasta. I like sausages and I like fish fingers.
I'm going to have all of them. I wonder what the research is on sexiness of men who eat fish fingers.
I mean, that's ready for me for Monday.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it'll go as well. Yeah, I don't think I'll be here Monday.
When I was a child, me and my friend Anya used to have this really weird combo dinner that we were obsessed with. It entailed rice mixed with beans.
Lovely.
Mixed with brown sauce.
You're like an I'm a celebrity.
Mixed with brown sauce.
And you still love brown sauce to this day.
Oh, I love brown sauce, man. Disgusting. Always have it on the go. Always have two spares in the press just in case I run out.
And one in her car.
Scarlet Fever.
Now, this would have been the perfect time to say Scarlett for your ma.
I was just getting to that Scarlett and then I was like, Scarlett for your ma.
This is a PSA. Sunday's Mother's Day.
Yes. Yeah, we can't warn you anymore. We've done our bit. We've tried to tell you over and over again. Sunday's Mother's Day. Yeah. Get on it. Send your cards.
And to celebrate Mother's Day this year, we have done the opposite of been nice to our mothers and we have made them come onto the show.
For free.
For free. No payment, no nothing.
Given them a lot of stress, I think.
A lot of work to do.
Yeah. I've never seen so many. This message has been deleted. Yeah. This message has been deleted.
A hell of a lot of voice notes were sent from my mother the last week and a half.
The idea being, on the show this morning, our mams are going to pop up between now and 10 a.m.
Yep.
They all have a story about myself and Dave and Aisling when we were little ones. Mm-hmm. It's up to you listening to try and figure out who the subject of the story is. Me, yes. Emma, Dave or Aisling, okay? Yes.
If you do that, you will win IMC Cinema Passes. Plus, we will send IMC Cinema Passes out for your mother too.
Okay, so it's as simple as that. IMC Cinema Passes to go. All right, so our number is 087-711-1038. Listen very closely. Do you know us very well? And would you know us when we were kids, I suppose, based on these, I guess, probably really embarrassing stories?
I'm excited to hear these.
We haven't heard any of these, so.
No, and
so
we don't even know who's up first.
No, we don't.
So listen closely. Who do you think this story is about or whose mom this is, essentially? 087-711-1038. You're only going to hear the story once. Emma, Dave or Aisling, let's go.
When my child was less than two, quite small, not walking really, barely talking, I was carrying them out from the childminder, having parked in Dublin all day, and my child said, "Oh, Mummy, new tyres." I went, "What? No, no new tyres." And again my child said, "New tyres, Mummy." "No, honey, no new tyres today." Fifth time I said, "No, stop. Okay, no new tyres, honestly. Now enough." So that was the end of it, until later that evening when my husband came home. First thing in the door, "What happened to all your hubcaps?" "All of them, gone. Never noticed." I was so embarrassed. Such a clever child.
This child was able to spot that the hubcaps have been... What a smart child, whoever that is.
Genius.
Okay. Who do you think that is about? Is it Emma, Dave or Aisling? Whose mom do you think that is? 087-711-1038. Get your guesses in for your chance to win very shortly. And as we said, our moms will be popping up between now and 10 o'clock, giving you a chance to win IMC Cinema Passes, not just for yourself, but for your ma as well.
Or IMC Cinema Passes.
Yeah.
That's the jackpot thing.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and across the show this morning, we're going to hear from all of our moms, or you're going to hear from all of our moms as well.
Yeah, they're going to be popping up.
Dave's mom and Aisling's mom will appear at some point with a story for you about us when we were little. Your job is to figure out which kids they are talking about.
It's very. I think it'll be difficult enough, this game. Like, I think... I don't know if the clues are with the child.
Yeah, I'm interested to know how easy it would be for people. Our parents, our mothers were absolutely up the walls over this week. So big props to them for sending very clear and lovely stories
well done
for us
to all.
So you've been trying to figure out, first of all, whose mom this is.
When my child was less than two, quite small, not walking really, barely talking, I was carrying them out from the childminder, having parked in Dublin all day, and my child said, "New tyres." I went, "What? No, no new tyres." And again my child said, "New tyres, Mummy." "No, honey, no new tyres today." Fifth time I said, "No, stop. Okay, no new tyres, honestly. Now enough." So that was the end of it, until later that evening when my husband came home. First thing in the door, "What happened to all your hubcaps?" "All of them, gone. Never noticed." I was so embarrassed. Such a clever child.
That's so funny.
That is gas.
The hubcaps stolen, like, that's amazing.
Eva's on to give this a go. Eva, what child do you think that is, or whose mom do you think that is?
Dave.
Why do you think that, Eva?
I don't know. I just have a feeling.
It's so funny. Why? Why?
What's your feeling?
Emma and Aisling can notice tyres as well,
yes,
right?
We were low to the ground one point.
Absolutely. I don't know. Just have a feeling it's Dave.
Okay.
Because of his sense of for detail and observedness.
Yeah. Is it the posh accent on my? Is it the posh accent on my mother? Is that what it is?
No, that's it exactly.
I'm Grainne, Dave's mum.
Well done, Grainne.
Well done, Eva. You nailed it. I don't know how you did, but well done.
It's the posh accent.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Four IMC Cinema passes going your way, Eva. Happy Mother's Day to whoever you're celebrating on Sunday.
And a happy International Women's Day today, Eva.
Oh, very good.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Myself and Aisling's mom will be popping up at some point between now and 10 o'clock, so more chances for you to win yourself four IMC Cinema passes this morning.
Did we all enjoy Grainne's story?
We did. So the hubcaps were all stolen off the car.
They're all robbed, apparently. Yeah.
And you thought she got new tyres. Yeah. That's so cute.
I was like, new tyres. And she was, at the fifth time, I was like, new tyres. She was like, David, no, I did not get new tyres.
I think that's so true to character. Dave notices everything.
Yeah, I do, to be fair. Tiny little
random
things.
Random things.
Yeah, no, big time. If sometimes off, like if he comes in and his desk has been moved slightly ajar, it throws him some. Yeah.
Should have been the first sign there was something wrong with you.
Very true. Very true.
Sunday, big night in Hollywood. It's Oscars time, baby. Yee-hoo. And I think we're all just hoping Cillian Murphy brings home the bacon.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
God, the pressure on him.
Brings home the Denny Rashers. We sent our showbiz Shannon. I'm sure you're familiar with Shannon. She works here at Spin. She covers all the entertainment bulletins. You'd always see her on her socials as well. And she is there. She's in Hollywood rubbing shoulders
jealous.
With the big stars.
So jealous.
Oh, I know. Shannon, you've been there now in Hollywood for a good 24 hours. How's it all going so far?
Oh my God, guys, it is amazing. First of all, the hotel I'm staying in has blown my mind. The room is bigger than the gaff I grew up in, and there was five of us.
Oh my God.
Not to mention the view is such an upgrade, because the view from the gaff I grew up in was a laneway. Here it's the Hollywood sign.
I heard it's only the Hollywood sign if you look at it from a very specific angle on the window.
Yeah, I'm kind of breaking my neck trying to look at it. But we also have a rooftop bar and like pool, so we went up there for breakfast.
Sorry, Spin's budget. Insane.
Honestly, they spared no expense.
I haven't swimmed in the pool yet, but bloody Connor has. He's on a whole different trip than I am.
You've been really busy. Tell us about the goodie bags. Did you figure out what's exactly in them?
Oh my God, guys, I lost the rag when I seen the goodie bag. So when I walked in, everything was like set up. I wasn't expecting that. I was like, there it is. There's the goodie bag. I was like, okay, Shannon, calm down. Keep your calm. So I was chatting to Lash, which his name is just iconic already. Lash, like that's like an Irish thing. Is it? You're going on the Lash, yeah.
I was thinking more eyelashes, but yeah, go on.
Who is Lash?
So he was the lad who organises the goodie bags, and he's been doing it for 22 years.
Wow.
And guess how long it actually takes to organise the goodie bags?
I'd say the full year.
Yeah, I'd say the full year, yeah.
You're correct. It takes one whole year to organise the goodie bags.
That's mad.
And I thought, in my little mind, that it was just going to be a nice little glamorous bag with a few little glamorous things in it. No, it's two big giant suitcases and two big giant shopping bags.
Stop.
That kind of look like IKEA bags, to be honest.
And come here, what's the top line things in the goodie bags then?
So do you want to guess how much it costs in total?
I'm going to say about $4,000.
$178,000.
Dear God.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
I know. So there's loads of little things in there. So like beauty, skincare, designer bags, shoes. But the biggest things is a trip to the Swiss Alps. That's $50,000.
Oh, for God's sake.
$50,000?
Yeah. There's a Caribbean trip worth $25,000. Now,
oh my God.
I mean, if I was going to go to the Caribbean, I don't know how it's going to go to $25,000. That's ridiculous.
That is shocking, yeah.
You go 25 times.
Yeah,
true. That is crazy. You did get to rub shoulders with some of the stars in the last few hours, I suppose. I was going to say last night, Shannon. Who were you chatting to?
I chatted to Samantha Mumba. Yay, 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 yay,
wow.
Yay. She was not on... not impressed in my singing, unfortunately. Pierce Brosnan, and of course, the man of the moment, Cillian Murphy.
Now, you did chat to Pierce Brosnan and you asked him about the rumours that Cillian might be the next Bond. In case you missed this on our socials, have a listen.
100% up for the job. He's a magnificent actor. His work in Oppenheimer was transcendent. He just has a way and a look of life and an alchemy of being the man he is and the artist he is.
And what advice would you give him stepping into that role?
He needs no advice. He knows what to do.
What is his accent?
He's gorgeous.
What
he
is
sounds
it?
Like Dumbledore.
It sounds English, Australian, American.
He's from Mead.
I know he's from Mead, but he sounds all over the place.
He is all over the place.
He did sound very pleasant to chat to, Shannon, was he?
Oh my God, he was an actual dream. As soon as he walked onto the carpet, he was so tall. He looked amazing. I was like, what is your skincare? Like, he's aging like a fine wine.
Gorgeous. He does look well. And come here, you caught Cillian as well briefly. What were you chatting to him about? Did you tell him about the hair that was up for sale?
Yeah, I put my hand out to be slapped with that one.
For context, there's a piece of Cillian Murphy's hair on sale for $7,000. We were saying to Shannon, try and get a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Making a few bob. Here was Cillian's response.
Right. Sounds a bit expensive.
Oh my, wow. Calm down, Cillian.
Yeah.
Don't get so too carried away.
Don't get too excited, Cillian.
Let me get a word in.
Was that a little bit disheartening for you? He wasn't really up for much crack there, was he?
I mean, I asked him about his son initially because his son is an upcoming actor and he was like really happy about that. And he was like, I'm so proud of him. He's a great actor. And then as soon as I brought that up, he just literally made the weirdest face ever. I was like, oh no, I went too far.
I think Cillian's kind of
like,
scared.
This is the moment when she knew she b***ed up.
Yeah.
I think Cillian's kind of scared of the internet.
Yeah, definitely.
Ah, but look, it's good that he's informed so no one comes up to him with the scissors for the weekend. He'll be like, leave me here.
Exactly. I think when you take him out of Cork, he gets very nervous. He gets a little bit, oh, I don't know if I like this. But Shannon, listen, fair play to you. You've done great things so far. Socials look amazing. You can check it out on official Spin 103.8 on Instagram. And have a great weekend. We'll catch you on Monday for the Oscars.
Yeah, you'll be filling us
thanks
all
a
in.
Mil.
Have a ball, Shannon.
Oh,
thanks so much.
Wait. Bye, see you later.
We've just been chatting to Shannon there live from LA at the Oscars. And I set myself an Oscars challenge this year and I'm very, very, very annoyed at myself.
Oh no.
I fell short just at the final hurdle. My boyfriend and I planned to watch all 10 Best Picture nominees before Sunday.
There's 10 of them.
There are 10 and we've gone to see 9.
Oh no.
And he's away in Amsterdam this weekend and just before he left we went, oh my God, The Zone of Interest. We never went to see it. So now we're going to have to watch it after the Oscars. I have no clout. I'm a movie loser and I failed my
task. Throw you completely as if it wins.
I know.
Because you'll be like, oh, I can't even give my review and relate.
Yeah.
Is
so
it
I'm
deserving
really
or
sad.
Not?
Yeah. I have to say I did love Anatomy of a Fall and I think that could be a Rogue winner.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to put that out there.
I haven't even heard of these movies.
I'm rooting for Cillian Murphy, obviously, and I adored Carey Mulligan as Best Actress. So I'm gonna put those into the ether as well. Well, for what it's worth, but could it be The Zone of Interest after all?
Is that still in cinemas or where? Because we've watched that at this point.
Yeah, I think it only came out like the other week.
Oh, really?
Still around, yeah.
I think it's bizarre that you watch all. Do you do this every year?
No, I've never done it.
Because to be fair, last year you saw like 6.
I saw a few of them, yeah.
You saw loads of them.
I came so close.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Hi, good morning to you. It's Friday, it's the 8th of March. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. It's been two
What's
minutes after 8
on?
Now.
Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Woohoo!
Can you celebrate the weekend this early?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you?
Cool. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Do you know what? I remember in the UK, BBC Radio 1 used to start their weekends on a Friday and all presenters of The Breakfast Show were off on a Friday, Saturday and a Sunday.
The Brits. Yeah. They do it right.
They do it right sometimes, don't they?
Yeah.
I was listening to you talk about how you've seen 10 or 9 out of the 10 Oscar movies, Aisling.
Yes.
9 out of 10. All you can kind of, you could say from the get-go, even without seeing them, fantastic movies. That's why they're up for Oscars.
Yeah, they're up for Best Picture. But yeah, no, absolutely. I enjoyed them all.
I would like an Oscars of the worst movies, right?
Yeah.
I've really started enjoying going to the cinema to see the crappiest movies ever, right? It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And especially if you know, the worst thing about it is if you go to the cinema expecting good and it's crap, that's annoying. Mm. But if you go to cinema expecting, I know this is going to be useless, and yeah, it is, it's a lot of fun. Do you know what I mean? So, for example, I went to see the Sydney Sweeney movie.
Anyone But You?
Anyone
lots
But You.
Lots of people adore that movie.
Yeah, lots of people
like it. They did. And I was expecting to be good, and I didn't like it, and I thought, oh, this is boring. But I really would like to go to Madame Web. Right, this is a new superhero movie with Dakota Johnson. Right, Sydney Sweeney is also in it.
Yes,
but the reviews are in for it, and it's quite possibly one of the worst rated movies ever.
Okay.
Like,
oh
my it's
God.
Not good at all, and it's all I want to see. Not one Oscars movie do I want to see. Couldn't I don't care.
You will be at Madame Web,
but I want to see Madame Web so bad.
Do you know what bad movie I am dying to see, and I think it's out next week, is the new Lindsay Lohan movie, oh, Irish yeah. Wish.
That is going to annoy me so much.
Oh,
that
I
movie.
Can't wait for how bad this the Irish accents are going
to
be.
She goes to Ireland, falls in love with an English bloke.
Yeah, I know.
Does she?
I guarantee you that's going to be the plot.
She does.
Dave, have you never heard of the Razzies?
No.
Yes.
The Razzies are the alternative Oscars. It happens the day before the Oscars.
No.
And it's bad movies.
Bad movies. They're called the Razzies because they're the Golden Raspberry Awards. They're the crap film awards.
That's amazing. So, do people actually go to it? Like?
I think there's...
I'd say Mean Girls is nominated there.
it's also in LA, so we should have asked Shannon, but we should have found this. We'll have to see it on Monday.
We'll ask Shannon
next
to go
year,
to the Razzies
we
instead.
We have to get this company to send us over to the Razzies.
No one cares about the Oscars. We want to do the Razzies.
So the Razzies has worst picture, worst director, worst
amazing.
Actor.
No!
So, like, Vin Diesel is in for worst actor for Fast 10. Jason Statham is in there for the Meg 2.
How many times do you think Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been in there for that one? Because I'd any Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie I want to see because it's always terrible.
Dwayne Johnson, John Cena.
Yeah.
We all know that those are going to be
big
in it.
Big beefy men. Now the Razzie sounds even better.
Don't they
Everybody's
sound amazing?
A hunk.
I hope it's like a disgustingly, like, a disgusting looking carpet.
Yeah.
They all have to walk down and stuff.
They just throw tomatoes at them.
Yeah, it's just muck all over.
Actors. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. The golden ticket is on the way.
Yeah, Emma, Dave and Aisling. Okay, I got that. Golden ticket.
Right now, though, we'd love to send you off on your holidays to Corfu in Greece.
You deserve it.
You do.
You deserve it.
All the thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Golden in a WhatsApp to register for this, or else it's going to be gone today. Hopefully Andrea can do the business. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. We're all good.
Happy
Friday.
Friday. Big weekend plans.
Thank you. You too. I'm actually in work. I'm starting in a few minutes. 12-hour shift. Lovely 12-hour shift ahead of me there.
What do you do, Andrea?
Oh, yikes.
I work at a nursing home.
Right. A 12-hour shift on International Women's Day. It's not okay, is it?
I know. It's cruel, isn't it?
That is a long day. What's on the agenda? Are you a nurse or do you get involved in the fun activities?
Yeah, I'm a healthcare assistant.
Okay.
So, yeah, bit of everything.
Any bingo on today?
Probably, yeah, Friday, actually. Or there might be a bit of music on, actually, today.
Yeah,
nice.
I
very
know.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Nursing home who'd bring a DJ in some Fridays.
A DJ?
Yes, a business.
There you go.
Are you that DJ?
There's an old gig for you guys.
I wish. What about when you wrap up then? Do you have any plans for the weekend? Are you out and about?
I'm off for the weekend, so I have two little girls, so probably just spend the weekend doing something with them, keeping them entertained.
I'm hoping that they're aware of the big day on Sunday and have something planned for you, but breakfast in bed maybe, a few soggy Cocoa Pops.
I'd say mothers freak out that the kids are going to make them breakfast in bed.
God,
it's
a bit of milky tea.
Spilling the toast from
lovely.
Bringing up the stairs.
Lovely, yeah.
Well, Andrea, let's see if we can get you away from those kids and get you to Corfu. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
Amazing. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once. You can't do it on the final tune, though. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. All makes sense,
okay,
Andrea.
No pressure. Yeah, no pressure.
Come on, get a Friday win.
Does anyone miss when I used to be like, how many seconds ago on the clock?
Not really.
No? We good that that's gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy enough with that.
Okay, no problem at all. Andrea, we move. Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Blanchardstown.
Nice. Andrea from Blanchardstown, 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
St. Texas. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em.
Stop the clock.
Nice one. Brand new from Beyonce there, Texas Hold'em. We got that in 4 seconds, so we've got 21 seconds left and 4 songs to go. Very good start.
And we still have a swap remaining. Let's go for song 2. Andrea, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Yeah. I say.
Paint the Town Red, Doja Cat.
Stop the clock.
All right. Andrea's at the races. Paint the Town Red, Doja Cat. You got that in another 4 seconds. We're going really well here. Ooh. You still have your swap. 17 seconds left and 3 songs to go.
That's more than the average time needed per song, which is really good. You still have your swap. Let's go for song 3. Andrea, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Baby, if we
Swap.
Yeah, good.
Good decision.
Good decision, I think.
I know it, but I just don't know the name. I'm like,
that is Jax Jones and Whistle. Let's swap it out.
Okay.
All right, we are back to 17 seconds and we have 3 songs remaining. It is time to go for song 3, a brand new one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I've been alone in my thoughts.
Can't feel this void between us. Come on,
think big.
Who's the artist?
Oh, is it Neo?
No.
No. Kind of similar.
Three. More current.
Chris Brown?
One. No.
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 Not a happy Friday.
One of Emma's favourites, Drake and Massive.
Drake, how did I know?
I know.
It's one of those things, isn't it, where you just either know it or you don't, and it's a lot of pressure when you're playing this game, so I totally understand.
If you had played a bit of Joe Dolan or Daniel O'Donnell, I probably would.
You're
Doja Cat. Give yourself some more credit than that.
we'll play Joe Dolan next week, all right?
Yeah.
Lovely. Sorry, look forward to it.
Lovely to chat to you, Pet.
Thanks, Emil, guys. Have a lovely weekend.
You too.
Bye. Take care.
Bye, bye-bye.
What did you say this week? You said, I have a feeling that this week the golden ticket is going to go. And I was like, oh, well, when Aisling has a feeling, usually they're quite correct.
Wrong. Strong mystic quality.
Very sad. Very sad.
Disappointing end.
On Monday, you can register now on 087-711-1038. I actually don't think we should have to wait until next week, though, to play a bit of Joe Dolan.
Oh, absolutely not.
I've just had a little scour, right?
Oh, for God's
sake. Turn your radio off. It's Friday.
We're not doing
Joe
this, are we?
Dolan.
Stop it.
This morning on Spin with Emma, David,
no
and Ashley.
No way. When
God no
woman loves
me. Enjoy.
There's no way that was on the system.
Not a chance.
Must have been the news talk system.
JK, LOL. However, Joe Dolan has a few bangers. Oh, don't be sniffing out.
He has
one banger. It's that one.
Well, I suppose that might be true too.
It is the 8th of March, 2024, International Women's Day.
Yeah. Mm.
Here's something that I've noticed about the world. The world is, this is what I've noticed about the world. Women are just much better looking than men. And okay. I think that's absolutely fair to say. I think most people are just very good looking. And then you look at men, you're like, nah, not so much.
Everybody's beautiful in their own way.
I suppose you're right. But it got me thinking, there's very specific times when a lad actually feels very, very good looking, feels good about himself. Okay. Do you know what I mean? And I was thinking about this the other day because I got a haircut and I was like, oh, I'm feeling myself. Do you know what I mean? I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think you should go around the whole of your life going, God, I'm deadly. But there are very specific times when you are absolutely allowed to feel like you are, I'm looking good today.
Such as a fresh fade.
Such as a fresh fade. Nothing better, in my opinion. So without further ado, here is a time or multiple times where I am convinced that everyone in the world fancies me. Number one, we had to get a new haircut. As soon as I am walking back from Temple Bar, back up Georgia Street, I'm like, that person looked at me. That person looked at me. That person looked at me. How are you?
You are insufferable today after a haircut.
And I do feel, as a lady with very long hair, I sometimes makes me sad that I will never get the feeling of a fresh face.
Yes.
Oh, you should do it, Emma.
Feel
the rub of it on the back of your head.
Yeah.
Speaking of walking down the street while I'm on the phone.
Oh.
I don't know why, but I just feel really important.
And phone I'm like, up to your ear.
Yeah, I phone up to my ear. I'm like talking away and I'm like, guarantee it, everyone on Georgia Street fancies me right now. I am a business bitch.
Wearing your hoodie.
I've got calls to make. I've got people to see. I've got things to do.
I bet you're like, yeah, no worries, man.
100%.
No worries, man.
Yeah, 100%. No problem. Yeah. Sometimes I continue the conversation
so on. After they've gone. No worries.
You know, when it's like walking past him, like, yeah, if you could just get that done, that'd be amazing.
It is Adidas tracky as well.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another moment. This is a very specific one. I don't know if anyone else will agree with this, but I guarantee you, ask your fella for like multiple of these. I guarantee he'll be like, yeah, that's true. I do feel hot when I do this.
Okay.
Hoovering while wearing a backwards cap. Right? So you have like a baseball cap, like an Adidas baseball cap. You've put that around like Ash Ketchum when he's about to fight in Pokemon. And you're hoovering. Oh, you look good.
Now, Dave, here's the thing. You say this as if every single man listening can relate to this moment. Go and ask your fella now, girls. Go and ask your fella.
Ask
or lads or whatever.
Ask him how hot he'd feel hoovering the stairs with a backwards cap on.
But I don't know if every man has done this. Why don't you try over the weekend, maybe?
I think it's important that you're kind of upright hoovering with one hand.
Of course.
If you were kind of bent with two hands over the hoover,
with the slippers on.
Yeah, or if you had the attachment that's the sucker along the edges, that wouldn't be hot.
That's fair enough. I was thinking of more kind of like household chores, you know, when you're maybe moving stuff around.
Yeah.
When you have a t-shirt on and you're lifting anything heavier than a toaster. I'm like, and it's maybe because I'm not that fit, so a little bit of beads of sweat will be coming out. I'm like, God, I probably look so cool right now.
Do you think? It's cool, like,
Dave, are you okay with that kettle? Can you manage?
It's a full
you're
kettle.
You're sweating profusely.
Here's one I think you'll agree with, and I guarantee it. Girls, ask your fella. He is going to say, I feel hot when I do this.
Mm. Go on.
He's in the car and he goes to reverse and he puts one arm on the passenger seat and he looks behind him and reverses into the space.
I feel
like Brad feckin' Pitt when I do
think
that.
That's embarrassing. I'm like, you don't need to put that much work into reversing. Just look, use your mirrors.
The only time I have ever reversed like that, Emma, is when there is a girl in the car.
I swear to God. I actually find that real annoying. Why do you have to take up all the room in the car?
You're being so dramatic for a quick little reverse.
Yeah, Becca has just gotten in touch and said, Dave, it's too early to be this icked out. But please continue.
Oh, well, the icks continue, Becca. When someone throws me something and I catch it with one hand.
I know, that is hot.
Yeah, that's hot, right?
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
That's good.
And then the last one is when I lift the bonnet of my car and I put the stick up to make sure that the bonnet stays up and I look over it as if I'm honestly looking at a maths problem. Haven't a clue what it means. Don't know what's going on. What's that part? Why is that leaking? But I make it look like I know what I'm doing.
I'm looking here. Yeah.
Works specifically well if you get a little bit of oil on the t-shirt. Right? I will turn around and I'll be like, I am the sexiest person in Dublin right now.
I don't know. I can't relate hugely to most things because I often don't feel the sexiest. But one time, like an occasion immediately that comes to me when you just feel like I am such a feminine
queen.
Beautiful.
Amazonian.
Creature.
Like, go on. What's the moment?
I am just such a woman.
What's the moment?
I exude womanliness. As if the odd time I ever wear heels, say if I'm going to meet people on a night out or whatever, I'm at a pedestrian crossing in town and the traffic's waiting and I get to cross.
Oh, this is specific.
Oh, because it's happened to me before because I'm normally such a klutz in heels. If I can actually master that prance across the road in the heels where I carry Bradshaw, I am like, I exude femininity. I am a sexual, beautiful being.
Yeah, I can't master that because I'm not very good in heels, but I do think anything coming in and out of the attic is sexy.
What?
Like passing stuff down from the attic. I'm like, oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Also, Sinead's just gotten in touch and said, Dave, do you know it's International Women's Day and not International Dave's Day?
Every day is International Dave's Day.
If there is anything else you have, those things that just make you feel super sexy.
Super sexy.
Super sexy. The small stuff. 087-711-1038. By all means, get in touch. Time you'll hear a sliver of an ABBA song on Spin.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's coming up to 8:30. We can't warn you enough. This Sunday is Ma's Day. It's Mother's Day this weekend. My mum, Dave's mum, and Aisling's mum are featuring on the show this morning. If you're with us after 7, you would have heard one of our Ma's on the show. Your job listening is to figure out which one of us this mother is talking about. We're not going to tell you whose Ma this is.
No,
who's Ma's it anyway?
They're telling funny little stories. Who's Ma's it anyway? I like that. They're telling funny little stories about us from when we were like very young.
Yes.
And you basically just have to guess which mother's it is. Which mother is of us.
They underwent a lot of stress to carry out these clips.
My poor mother sent me a screenshot of 17 deleted messages that she sent me.
I have no doubt my mom spent hours trying to compose this lovely piece. So
I know.
They all did a great job for us.
They
Our
did.
Ma's, fair play.
Yeah. So it's up to you to figure out which one of us this Ma is talking about, i.e. whose Ma is this. And the thing about it is as well, I wonder if any like personality traits are similar.
You I wonder as well.
Listen to the show and kind of know who we are. Is there anything at all
similar? Yeah, are you listening to the show or listen to that going, that sounds a bit like Dave, that sounds a bit like
I
Ashley.
I wonder.
Yeah, so if you can correctly guess whose ma this is, we will give you 4 IMC cinema passes, 2 for you and 2 for your mom.
Nice one.
Or just keep them all for yourself and say nothing.
Yeah. Say nothing to your mom, whatever you want.
So have a listen, Emma, Dave, or Aisling. That's all you need to do. Whose ma do you think this is?
I think we knew we had a strange one from early on. My child's first words were not the usual mama or dada, but swan and spoon. Then there was the crawling, or should I say lack of it. They basically bummed around, shuffling across the room, propelled by sturdy thighs and bum cheeks, observing everything they could take in, their little fists clenching stuff, and their eyes and ears always cocked for a good story. When they started school then, everyone has a fondness, we know, for their first teacher, but my child actually kissed the poor woman on the backside any chance they got.
Wow. That sounds interesting, whoever this could possibly
what
be.
What a weird kid. So strange that you would do that.
Okay, whose kid is the subject of that story and whose ma is that essentially? Emma, Dave or Aisling? 4 IMC cinema passes to go. 087 711 103. What a strange child.
What a strange game we're doing on the radio.
What a beautiful mother.
We're here with Now, stream world-class entertainment.
We are world-class entertainment.
Truth that.
God, it's all real vanity talk. This
yeah, relax, Dave. It's not about you. It's about women. It's about mothers today, okay?
Fair.
We're celebrating Mother's Day early and we are playing out little stories about ourselves courtesy of our mothers. You have to guess which mother is talking on these little clips.
So all our moms will pop up across the show. We heard from one mom earlier after 7. We'll say no more. If you were here, you were here. And if you weren't, you weren't. And there's 4 IMC cinema passes to go on this if you guess correctly and get on air. 2 for you or 2 for your ma, or say nothing and keep them for yourself. Up to you. The story you just heard was this, bearing in mind, is it my mom? Is it Dave's mom? Or is it Aisling's mom?
I think we knew we had a strange one from early on. My child's first words were not the usual mama or dada, but swan and spoon. Then there was the crawling, or should I say lack of it. They basically bummed around, shuffling across the room, propelled by sturdy thighs and bum cheeks, observing everything they could take in, their little fists clenching stuff, and their eyes and ears always cocked for a good story. When they started school then, everyone has a fondness, we know, for their first teacher, but my child actually kissed the poor woman on the backside any chance they got.
Wow.
Wow.
So strange.
Such a weird kid.
I can imagine all of us bumming around.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, I'm just on the like,
it's
flying
a very,
around.
I think, good way of getting around.
True, it's a good mode of transport.
You see the world.
Are you all set for Mother's Day, Dean?
No. But
same.
I will be.
Same.
Yeah, you got 2 days. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder. Yeah.
No problem, anytime.
So, Dean, whose ma do you think was telling that story there?
Aisling.
Why do you think Aisling?
Why do you think me? That's actually kind of insulting.
I don't know. I'm pretty confident, though, to be honest.
Why? There must be a vibe you're getting. There must be some energy.
Yeah, you call me a kiss ass.
No, I don't know. She just seems weird enough.
That's all we needed, Dean.
You're absolutely right, Dean.
My name's Paula, and I'm Aisling's mom.
Nice one, Paula.
So, Aisling, you were going around kissing your teacher's arse.
Apparently, I used to kiss my junior infant teacher's bum in the mornings.
Is that like a euphemism that where you just like licking up to
no,
her?
No, like I literally think.
You literally kissed her.
See, I think the bum was at the level of my head, so I was kind of giving her a hug around the legs, a little kiss, good morning.
So, you have always been a literal lick arse.
Apparently so.
Brilliant. Okay. 4 IMC cinema passes heading your way, Dean. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Bye, Dean. Bye. Wow, poor old Aisling.
Oh, well, truth.
Bit weird.
Michaela was on.
I would put money on that being Aisling's mum. Because, no offence, Aisling, but you are a bit of a weirdo. A lovable weirdo, so I can see it. And there was kind of a poetic-y kind of way to telling the story. And we know Aisling loves a poem. We know Aisling's a creative writer. We stan.
We stand.
We stand.
Aisling and Paula.
A weird poet. That's me.
I'm thinking your mom sounded very poetic.
She did.
Yeah. Well done, Paula.
She delivered
more
it well.
More miles to come on the show. Is there any better feeling when you hop on a plane And boarding has now completed and you have the seats to yourself.
Oh my God. Stop.
Best
amazing.
Feeling ever.
Best feeling ever when you get the middle seat and then no one goes in beside you, no one goes beside you after the ride. Yeah, it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, my mom was on a flight about a year ago. She's flying back from Spain or something and she sat down beside this couple and they were watching Mr. Bean and they were just laughing, having the time of their lives. And they gave her a headphone and she was watching with them and she had the time of her life. She thought it was the best thing ever.
That's mad.
Anyway, I just think when it comes to actually having someone beside you, the best case scenario is that you make friends. This is even better again. Okay, I'm going to take you back a little bit on this story. Imagine you've just arrived at the airport, did nothing, met nobody. You go to check in and they tell you that you've already checked in. You're like, what? No, I'm sorry, I haven't. That's not the case. I haven't. Well, this is what happened to a guy called Mark Garland a few days ago. He was on a flight from London to Bangkok. And it took a while for them to cop that they that there were two Mark Garlands
on
the
flight.
Oh, no
way. What confused them even more? They both looked so similar.
Really?
Weird. Two baldies. One's a bus driver, one's a builder. Similar enough for an age difference as well. And they met and were like, what the hell? Your name is Mark Garland. And they were exchanging like passports to prove it.
That's bizarre.
And weirder again, they were sat next to each other
way.
On the plane.
This is like a glitch in the Matrix.
Total serendipitous moment.
It's crazy.
And they chatted for the duration of the 11 and a half hour flight. Long-term friends, apparently, on the back of this have decided they're meeting when they arrive in Bangkok or that they would meet when they got to Bangkok.
This story is such a bit of you, I think, isn't it? You'd love this.
Emma would love to meet another Emma Nolan.
Yeah.
But they only live 15 minutes apart at home. And one of them, one Mark, is a bus driver. And the other Mark sometimes uses his bus.
Sorry, what
this
the
is insane.
Hell is going on?
Isn't that so
weird? Do you know what?
I don't really like that.
I don't
That's
believe
too
you.
Weird.
I don't believe you.
I feel like that as well. I don't believe you. You're a liar.
Why are you lying, Emma?
Why are you bringing lies?
Are you ready for
just to fill a bit of time, is it?
Waiting for the news at 9. Do you want to hear the best bit?
I don't believe it.
This is the truth.
Go on.
And by the end of the flight, the pair had grown so close that one of the Marks took a nap on the other Mark's shoulder.
Oh, stop.
That is the truth.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Emma Nolan, lying once again.
What a bunch of lies.
I've made a friend for life, said older Mark.
They don't exist.
You're on spin.
It's a way to wake up day to day. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Dave and
Aisling. We got the morning routine.
Morning, it's Friday. It's the 8th of March.
Woo!
Emma, Dave and Aisling with you on Spin. It is Mother's Day this weekend and our mams have been appearing on the show all morning. A very stressful week for the mothers of myself.
It really has
Dave
been.
Dave and Aisling, bless them.
Ah, but to be fair, it's also stressful, of course, because we should get them presents now.
Yeah, it's a
bit of give and take.
Yeah. You do that for us and we'll get you the flowers and whatever on Sunday.
Essentially, they've been on all morning telling stories about myself or Dave or Aisling, and your job has been to figure out which one of us they are talking about, i.e. which ma you've been listening to when these stories have played on the show. If you've been with us as 7 and you've been with us as 8, this one should be a bit of a walk in the park for you. Your chance to win 4 IMC cinema passes. But if you've just joined, well, welcome to the party. Listen closely and try and figure out who this ma might be talking about.
Yeah, it's a funny little story. I'm excited to hear. Could be mine, could be Aisling's, could be Emma's. We don't know.
All right, are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
While I was toilet training my children, we brought a potty with us in the car on long journeys for any emergencies. My child's most public pee was crouched on a potty just off the M50 at exit 11. Now that I come to think of it, around the same time, my child crouched down on the frozen food aisle of Tesco's and did a wee-wee on the floor.
Lovely.
Wow.
That's nice.
What a wonderful child.
Who has the weakest bladder?
So whose mother is that? Who do you think's mom is that? 087-711-1038. You could win 4 IMC cinema passes. 2 for you, 2 for your mom, or just keep them all for yourself.
Which of us is the most likely to take a wee in a supermarket?
In the frozen
even
food
to though. This day.
Yes, exactly.
Get in touch for your chance to win on the show. Now, it is 9:10 and we are due to hear from one of our mothers again, right? Essentially, my mom, Dave's mom, Aisling's mom, one of our moms have been appearing on the show at different times all morning. And by the end of the show, you'll have heard from all three of them. You've been guessing all morning which one of us they're talking about in these little stories they've sent us, okay? So here's the latest one.
While I was toilet training my children, we brought a potty with us in the car on long journeys for any emergencies. My child's most public pee was crouched on a potty just off the M50 at exit 11. Now that I come to think of it, around the same time, my child crouched down on the frozen food aisle of Tesco's and did a wee-wee on the floor.
My God. That's disgusting.
That's a bit gross.
Absolutely disgusting. Who would do that?
Poor staff in Tesco. That's a bit awkward. Natalie's standing by. She thinks she knows whose mum this is. Any plans for the weekend?
No, little fella has football all weekend, so that'd be me.
Let down. So are you getting dined now on Sunday?
No, I'll be out in Portmarnock watching his football match.
What position does he play, Natalie?
He's only under 8, but you have him at right back at the moment.
Right back. Oh, very good. Okay.
From back and sides.
He's like a Harry Maguire then. I like it.
Brilliant. Come here. Whose ma do you think that was? That was telling the story about her child.
The first P.
Couldn't help.
Emma, I think that might be you.
Why do you think Emma?
I don't know. It just the one I sounded like her, so it sounded like the same voice.
Oh, interesting.
That is interesting. You are absolutely correct.
So I'm Katie, and my daughter is Emma.
I think my mum speaks a lot more clearly than me, doesn't she?
I don't know.
You have a very clear voice. You're literally a radio broadcaster. But I can see where you get it from. She speaks very well.
You have won yourself 4 IMC cinema passes.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. Great start to the weekend.
Make me feel better. Your little fella who's playing football all weekend, did you have any issues potty training him?
No, he never peed in the supermarket.
Just me then.
That's what we wanted to know,
you're,
Natalie.
You're a good mother. Well done.
See you later, Natalie.
Thanks very much, Dad. Take it easy.
Bye.
Oh, such an awky momo there. I don't know if you picked up on that there, Emma. I think Dave said that Harry Maguire played right back, but he actually plays centre back.
Oh, you're a loser.
That's so awkward.
I didn't think she'd know Diego Dalot.
Are you a Man U fan?
I am, but I just thought he's a defender. The kid's a defender, so
does
I said Harry Maguire, defender.
That picture of me sitting on a potty just off the M50 is actually hung up in the house in a frame.
Serious?
Yeah, with a pair of sunglasses on, thumbs up.
Parents frame the weirdest things,
really
don't
do.
They?
You can't see it. I'm just like, I'm my life on the M50 back in the 90s. That won't be the last hear from our mothers, because they're taking over one more tune this week. They will be choosing what song that they're putting forward for you to vote for to
launch the weekend.
Can't wait for that.
So will it be Katie, Grania, or Paula? Well, stick around. More on that coming shortly here at Spin.
There are very official and important hearings happening at the moment in Dublin, and they're all about the Metrolink project. So that's the underground rail system coming to Dublin in the next millennium, we hope. So members of the public that are living in areas that might be affected by the construction of the metro are able to voice their concerns and I guess kind of object to some of the plans. And one group of residents from Swords made headlines yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. So this group of residents have complained about 2 green areas that are going to be sacrificed during the building of the metro, right?
Ah, it's never ideal when it's a lovely green area, though, especially in a city.
No.
It's not going under it like a metro should.
I think it's that they'll be they won't be accessible while they're building it.
Right,
they might have to use the space or whatever. But these are no ordinary green areas. No, these residents argue that these green areas should be protected because they are the pitches where Republic of Ireland footballer Matt Doherty played when he was a kid.
Okay.
I saw someone on Twitter being like, OMG, someone call UNESCO and protect these greens.
Amazing.
So yesterday when I was leaving work, I hadn't not a lot on, so I went to Tiger and I bought myself a fake moustache, fake glasses, and I bought a long coat and I snuck into the hearings.
Wow,
of course you did. What other things were being objected across the city.
Isn't it great how much free time we have?
It's fantastic. So I'm here on Spin to tell you exclusively more of the reasons why people in Dublin don't want the metro going through their areas.
Okay.
We've got Showbiz Shannon in LA and we've got Aisling in the hearings for the metro.
Yeah, with their tiger mustache.
We're everywhere, lads.
Yeah. So the hearings kicked off. There was a big gang from Coolock there. And they're worried that the underground drilling will cause a leak in the swimming pool on the top floor of the Northside shopping centre, which might cause damage to Tuttle's newsagent, Northside Shoe Repairs, Key Cutting and Engraving, and Dan O'Brien's Butchers.
He's dead right.
Very valid concern.
Absolutely. Jurgen Klopp showed up at the meeting.
Did he?
He wanted protection guaranteed of the Liverpool FC store in the ILAC Centre.
No, get rid of that, I'd say.
There was a big gang of kids from Blanchardstown. They showed up in their droves concerned that the electric currents of the metro will affect laser accuracy at Quasar.
Again, so valid.
Yeah, serious concerns. Keith Duffy was booed out of the room. He offered Tireland to be the official tyre partner of Metrolinx and then he was informed that trains don't have tyres. And he left. And then lastly, there was a group of residents from Summer Hill. They were concerned that the project was going to affect the nearby North Strand Recycling Centre where Barry Keoghan once recycled a glass bottle.
Oh, but again, don't touch it.
And the UNESCO site. I'll keep attending these hearings.
Yeah, please do.
To see more of the concerned residents and their queries.
It's never going to happen anyway. Don't even bother.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Don't worry about it, lads. It's never going to happen.
Morning.
Joined all morning by our mothers.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been lovely. Yeah, more of that, please. Maybe they'll come on and do the full show next year or something.
I don't think my mum is ever coming back.
Ever. Your mum was so stressed.
She was so stressed.
I think they all were. So earlier on the show, we were joined by our mothers. They were telling stories to you about us when we were small. It was up to you to kind of figure out whose ma was who. But now, this is normally where we fight it out. Myself and Dave and Aisling go head to head and choose a song that we're passionate about. And we hope that it will win the week and close the show on a Friday. You typically vote for myself, Emma, Dave or Aisling on this.
Yeah.
But not this week.
But seeing as it's Mother's Day on Sunday, we decided we'd let the mothers fight it out.
Yes.
In a battle. And whoever wins the fight... they can choose.
It's the
song.
Queen Mother.
Yeah, so they're all in an arena right now.
Yeah. and they've all got a little MP3 player with their one song on it.
Gloves on.
Gloves on.
It was nice to take a break from One More Tune this week and let the mothers pick.
I liked it,
but I'm kind of rooting for my mom more than ever before. And
I couldn't be more passionate about this song. All of a sudden, the only guidance we gave them was don't go too wacky. Now it is spin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, let's let our moms do the talking. Will it be Katie's choice, Grania's choice or Paula's choice that'll win this week?
It's Katie here and this week I'm going for this song, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with Can't Hold Us.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we brought our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us.
So that was Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with their upbeat song, Can't Hold Us. If you want this song to win and to close the show this week, then vote for me. Just send a WhatsApp message with Katie, K-A-T-I-E, in a WhatsApp message.
Katie! God,
we should start spelling out our name.
Just in case.
It's a great way to win.
Oh God, I'm nervous about Grania now.
So that's Katie in a WhatsApp, 087 711 103 for a bit of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. All right, Dave,
it's
Grania.
Over to my mother, to Grania.
Hey, this is Grania, Dave's mum. I've gone for this song.
Woo! Go on, Grania.
Drop it, Grania.
That was Rihanna with Ponder Replay. I love that song. If you do too and you'd like to hear it in full, text Grania now.
Well done, Grania.
I had to script that for her.
No, that was nice and snappy.
It was snappy.
No, not even going to give you the number. You already know. Lovely song.
That's Grania in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038, if you want to hear that to kick off your weekend.
And now for Paula's choice.
I'm Aisling's mum, Paula, and I've gone for Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Always lifts my mood and makes me want to join in. If you would like Crazy by Gnarls Barkley to play as the last song of the show today, send over the word Paula in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
She got the number!
She did get the number.
Oh my God.
She got the number!
Grania, we need to have a chat, Grania.
All right, it's Katie, Grania or Paula in a WhatsApp.
Yes.
087 711 1038.
Again, Katie, my mom has gone from Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Can't told us. That's Katie in a WhatsApp.
Grania has gone for Rihanna's Ponder Replay. That's Grania in a WhatsApp.
And Paula has gone for Gnarls Barkley and Crazy. It's Paula to 087 711 1038.
And can I just say, producer Callum thinks no one will be able to spell Grania, so prove him wrong by spelling Grania to 087 711 1038.
You know what? Nothing gives me a Friday feeling. It's weird to say then being ripped by our producer, but when I know that we're about to do this, I know that it's time to clock off for 2 days.
Here we go. What a week it's been. Why can I never say her name?
See you later.
Ariana Grande's album is out today. We've had mothers on the show and it's International Women's Day.
Woo!
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. And first of all, I welcome you to a new feature called Daves of the Week.
Excellent. Just as nature intended.
How are you? Happy Monday. We're here again.
Happening.
What's
morning.
Going on? Good morning. What are we, Tuesday?
Tuesday. Yeah.
Morning. What's going on? What are we, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Home of the week. Happy
Lovely
days.
Lovely and bright out there, lads.
What are we, Thursday, was it?
What are we?
What are we, Friday, is it?
What are we, Friday, yeah.
I think we need to send Dave back to school for not knowing what animal noises are.
Okay, I'll say no more for now, but... Let's start with a new Netflix series.
What's supposed to happen?
What was the moo?
What was the moo?
Very different.
The very clear bah. I'm fully expecting Aisling to submit a HR complaint about Dave this week.
There is one category of things in my life that I'm realising I'm an absolute disaster in, and that is
radio.
My knitting.
You're ruining this. You're so mean to me.
And finally, every time I heard this phrase this week, my heart dropped through my stomach.
Mastered the flick.
She's mastered the flick.
Mastered the flick.
That's about the girly quiz where we were talking about eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
Yeah, eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
Definitely eyeliner. I've been producer Callum and they've been the worst bits.
Thank you, producer
Very
Callum.
Good.
It doesn't really sound like spin when you're playing Mamma Mia, does it?
Doesn't really.
God, if I had my way, it would be wall-to-wall Mamma Mia.
Thank God Aisling doesn't have her way.
But yeah. Sadly, we can only play about 4 seconds of it. But it is in honour of Mother's Day on Sunday. This is the last time we're gonna remind you of it, okay? If you forget it now, it's out of our hands. Yeah,
it's not our fault if you get in trouble.
I feel bad for my dad, because it's his birthday tomorrow, but he's just wall-to-wall with International Women's Day and then Mother's Day.
He's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Trying to carve out a moment for himself.
I think I might have gotten him the best present ever, though.
Did you?
Sucks.
We're going to Hosier.
Oh, no. Oh. I genuinely thought she was going to go, we're going to Holt.
Yeah, I got him Hosier tickets. He loves Hosier. So, did I ever tell you about the time I got them tickets to, who's that big rock group?
Oh, you
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No.
Green Day.
No.
AC/DC.
It was someone really cool.
The Mary
Slane.
Wallopers.
It was someone really
cool. Oh, Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
This was Slane years ago and I got my parents tickets to go. I think I told you the story before.
Yeah, you did.
And
I rang them
on the way. I rang them across the afternoon to be like, how are you getting on? Oh, we're on the way home. Sorry? And we saw Hosier on support. Then we said we'd beat the traffic.
Oh my
God. I was
God.
Like, I'm never getting your concert tickets again. So that there's no risk of him leaving early, I'll be going with them. I'll be going to the full Hosier.
Holding
gig.
His
Let's
hand.
Hope they save the whole thing. Do you mean Andrew from Bray, of course? Yeah.
Andrew Hosier Byrne?
Andrew, yeah,
yes,
of course.
Yes,
of course.
That's
I'm thinking, I don't know him by Hosier. You know,
it was quite an exciting edition of One More Tune, I have to say. I enjoyed
indeed.
It immensely. We really threw in the towel. We got our mothers to pick the songs this week.
Yep.
Katie went for?
My mom chose Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Can't Hold Us.
Great choice. My mom, Grania, chose Rihanna and Ponder Replay.
And my mother, Paula, went for Gnarls Barkley and Crazy.
As much as it pains me to say it, unfortunately, Paula came in last with 24%
of the
vote.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry,
I'm
Paula.
Like, they don't know real music.
In second place with 28% of the vote is... Katie Nolan.
Oh.
Which means with 48% of the vote closing with basically a landslide is Grania Hammond.
Let's go.
Listen, have a fab weekend. Stay where you are though. Keep your radio on and loud. Michaela has your tickets to Kings of Leon. And if you want to win Burger King for your office, she's your woman.
Congrats, ma'am. You're the best mother ever.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.